In war news, repercussions are still being felt over the brutality on both sides of the Iraq conflict. Trials and court-martials are now underway for the soldiers and contractors who participated in the lojinks at Abu Ghraib jail. And then, last week, the Muslims did us one better when they took an American civilian hostage and cut his head off. If that weren't enough, they even outdid us media-wise. Sure, Lindy England and Jeremy Sivitz took a few digital pictures, but the Arabs take their beheading on video and then webcast it worldwide on the internet. Most people were sickened by the display, none more so than cable TV operators who felt they were cheated out of a pay-per-view bonanza. No, but seriously, television broadcasts showed only the first part of the execution, deeming the rest too brutal for mass consumption. And I agree. Although, let's face it, today's R-rated film is tomorrow's afternoon teenage movie of the week. Tomorrow's extreme violence is next week's video game. So, with that in mind, I'd like to propose to the Arab world that they take a more civilized approach to their murders and terrorism. They don't have to stop. Telling Muslims to stop oppressing people is like telling schnauzers to stop licking themselves. But I think they'd win over a lot more converts if they added a little refinement to their savagery. Take the edge off their barbarism with a little bonhomie. I mean, look at the United States. What could be more gross and humiliating than people getting facelifts and liposuction? And yet, with a little razzle-dazzle, that's sweet, sweet television. To win $1 million, people bungee jump, eat cockroaches, lie, and cheat and betray each other. Under ordinary circumstances, that's sadomasochistic exploitation. Package it right, however, and it's the anchor for your primetime lineup. So with that in mind, here's my little suggestion, my gift to all these Arab terrorists who understand the value of publicity, but have a ways to go when it comes to packaging. Imagine then, if the whole Nicholas Berg incident, which came off as a kind of primitive, filthy third world ritual, was instead presented like this. Hello? Hello? Where am I?
Yes, sir.
It's so dark.
May I remove your blindfold, sir?
Please, yes.
There.
Oh, it's so bright.
Yes, sir, those would be the lights.
The lights?
For the video, I hope you don't mind. Without proper lighting, there's really no point.
I suppose not, but who are you?
My name is Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, and I'll be your decapitator this evening.
Will you?
Yes, sir.
Splendid.
Thank you, sir. Not to toot my own horn, but I'm known around these parts for the quality of my beheadings.
And will you be doing that with a guillotine?
No, sir. I'm afraid we're all out of guillotines tonight. We had a party of British tourists yesterday, so it's in the shop.
Pity.
But we do have an exquisite selection of knives, everything from a fine old scimitar to a sparkling jambia.
Do I get to choose?
No, I'm sorry, sir. That's really best left to the killer. But I assure you, sir, I have 20 years of experience in terrorist butchery, so truly there is nothing left to chance.
Quite agreed. Wouldn't want you lopping off my head merely halfway.
Oh, no, sir.
How foolish I'd look with a quarter of my neck still attached, my jugular gushing, my Adam's apple rolling about on the floor like a wayward olive.
Oh, no, sir, not in this establishment.
Oh, capital.
It's all impeccably done. You'll scream for a moment, then you feel a slight pinch starting just under your left ear, and then before you know it, we'll be hacking you to pieces.
No pain?
Oh, no, sir, we're not savages.
And the hacking?
Yes, sir.
Is that necessary as well?
I'm afraid so, sir. Since you're an American, we'll have to make an example of you.
Yes, but that Halliburton fellow...
Which one, sir?
The one who escaped.
Oh, yes, silly business.
But he was allowed to.
Well, you know the old saying, sir. A dead American is a dead American, but leave the oil men alone.
Ah, I've never heard that.
Yes, it's just common sense, isn't it?
Do I get a last meal or a cigarette or anything?
Ah, I'm afraid the only cigarettes we have are pure hashish, which will dull the senses to the point where you might as well be at the dentist or at a shopping mall rather than suffering as a political scapegoat.
No food?
I have a carrot, maybe some couscous.
No flame-broiled porterhouse, no duck l'orange.
Ah, we are Muslims, sir. Eating meat is a barbaric custom and offends God. Now, Would you like us to put a sponge on your lap to soak up the spurting blood? Or would you rather simply have it spill broth-like into a tureen?
Tureen, please. I've always preferred things au jus.
Ah, yes, sir. Oh, speaking of which, you mentioned au jus. Are you a Jew, by any chance?
Yes, sir.
Circumcised? Bar mitzvah? Won't pick up a check, that sort of thing.
Yes. Does that change things?
Not greatly. Nothing we can't work around.
Excellent.
There will have to be some pain, though.
Oh, dear.
Yes, we'll use a less sharp knife, and probably pull your flesh apart with our bare hands, rather than let the blade do all the work.
And my head?
We can go with a simple John the Baptist on a cake plate motif, or something more dramatic. Judith of Bethulia, perhaps. One of your people.
No, too ostentatious. How about American Indian wampum scalpum shomala horse or thing?
Oh, sir, I have underestimated you, and may I say bravo. Mustafa, be a good man and fetch the Ahmadina jewel saver, please. Thank you.
So, this is it then?
Yes, it is, sir. Will there be anything else?
No, this is quite satisfactory.
Oh, thank you, Mustafa. Yes, sir?
Do I have to tip you or anything? Make sure the job is...
Oh, no, sir. Thank you, but that's not customary. Besides, we've already confiscated your belongings before leaving you here.
Seems you've thought of everything.
That's my job, sir.
Lovely. All right, tape rolling?
Yes, sir. Begin whenever you wish. And may I just say, it's been a pleasure having you as a victim this evening.
Oh, please.
No, I mean it. You'd be astonished how many people come through here squealing and sniveling and pleading for mercy.
Oh, that's just bad form.
Isn't it? I say, for people with such a robust history, you Westerners can be so timorous. No offense.
None taken. Quite all right.
Thank you, sir. Whenever you're ready.
My name is Nick Berg. My father's name is Michael. My mother's name is Suzanne. I have a brother and sister, David and Sarah. Should I scream now?
Yes, sir.
Rightio.